The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You're going to love this. Your veggie friends were right. Eating less meat could help slow global warming by reducing the number of livestock and thereby decreasing the amount of methane flatulence from the animals. Reducing global red meat consumption by 10% would correspondingly cut the gases emitted by cows, sheep, and goats that contribute to global warming. Other ways of reducing greenhouse gases from farming practices, like feeding animals higher quality grains, would only have a limited impact on cutting emissions. Gases from animals destined for dinner plates account for nearly a quarter of all emissions worldwide. That leaves reducing demand for meat as the only real option. The amount of meat eaten varies considerably worldwide, though. In developed countries, people typically eat about 224 grams of meat per day. But in Africa, most people only get about 31 grams a day. With demand for meat increasing worldwide, experts worry that this increased livestock production will mean more gases like methane and nitrous oxide heating up the atmosphere. In China, for instance, people are eating double the amount of meat that they used to just one decade ago.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.